your other one here. Unless it pinches the cord.
Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to The Ooze. I'm T.C. Downey. I'm with me on the air is both Lehi and Jeanette. You guys slid right in on the tail feathers of your ass tonight, both of you.
Yeah.
Must mean busy day or something, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I was in the middle of writing a really long post over at 600 Club. Like, I just posted a book over there, basically, and I never do that. So that's what I was doing, was editing it. And I looked at my phone, I was like, oh, crap, I got the Ooze right now.
Uh-oh. Well, that's right. I won't chastise you too much. I am going to pick on Lehi big time because I hear he just now finally saw the movie Hellraiser. That's just
seriously
completely unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm a baddie. Hey, at least I saw it and not seen it.
You haven't even gotten to, like, number three or anything. Just the first one, right?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Right.
I'm so having trouble with my sound. Can't pick on me until I get my sound back. Hold on.
Yeah. In the meantime, Jeanette, go ahead.
I was going to say, what? He's never seen Hellraiser? Wow. Yeah.
Sorry, no, sorry about that.
What rock have you been hiding under, dude? What the fuck?
I just never got the chance to see it. I don't know.
All right. Dude, you got a lot of catching up to do.
I do. There's eight more movies.
Is it an upbringing thing, Lehi, because of the content? Because actually my husband, because he was raised in a really strict Christian household, there's a lot of things that he's had to catch up on like that, actually. Like, he'd never seen the Jason or the Freddy movies until he met me.
Well, I guess that's part of it. But, you know, after my dad moved out, there's not as much excuse because, you know, the people I hung out with would have been fine watching those movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have any good excuses for yet. I mean, I've had enough time in my life to at least download something.
Holy cow, I'm just thinking, man, I'm like totally into the horror culture, you know, like zombies and fucking monsters and demons and Cenobites. I mean, Cenobites were like my fucking first love for the longest time. All I ever did was like draw a little Cenobite-like characters, and just everything that I tried to do always had that element of like Hellraiser scariness. It always changed in the picture. Hooks, razors, it's all good shit.
Yeah, the aesthetic is badass.
Yeah, we actually we got a caller on the air already, so I'll go ahead and just bring them on. 213.
Two one three.
Soft spoken, I guess. All right.
Oh well.
That one went back on hold, and they'll have to call back in if they want to say something. I was actually kind of thinking about it, man. I mean, in some ways, the fact that you've never seen that kind of disproves what most fundamentalist Christians would like to say about people who are actually involved in Satanism, and that's that they find it through horror movies like Hellraiser or you know, black metal or whatever. That's usually like the first critique. So,
yeah, but like, it's like a gateway drug, right?
Apparently,
right,
yeah.
Right. I remember the last time that I went to Sunday school, I was like 12 years old. And I had just the night before been up real late watching USA's Up All Night, Creature Double Feature. And the movie that played last was the movie The Gate. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but, I mean, when I was a kid, that was, like, fucking awesome. The little domain with all those short little ghouly, gnarly dudes coming out of it. Like, just all these different demons pouring out of the gate. I just always thought it was really, really awesome film. I went back and tried to watch it a few years ago and couldn't believe how fucking... how cheesy it actually was, but at the time that I saw it, I really liked it. So, but anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say USA Up All Night. I used to watch all those when I was a kid. Me and my sister used to do that, like, every week. Yeah, I've seen The Gate. I know what you're talking about.
So, anyway, I was discussing that particular movie with one of my fellow classmates, if you can call them that. And I ended up getting chastised by the person who was teaching the class for watching that stuff. I mean, I got the full-blown lecture about how it was, you know, opening the pathway to Satan and all this stuff. I mean, they really tried to help hellfire and brimstone. And I think that was when I decided it was no longer fun to do shit with the youth group and go to Sunday school and shit. So, you know.
Yeah, for me it was drugs.
For you it was drugs. You found Satanism through drugs.
No, the falling from the church was just the first step. I learned about the Satanic Bible when I was in high school because in my world religions class we were supposed to pair up with people and do reports on different religions, and my group picked Satanism.
Right on. What were those things called? The chicks, or, you know, the little cartoon comic book that you got? I mean, I had the one that was had this great picture of Baphomet in it. I remember it still to this day. I think it was on Freemasonry or something.
Oh, badass.
Yeah, so, anyway, it's not really much of a topic tonight, and since Lehi's got a ditch out 20 minutes early, I figured, whatever, we would just do, like, an open topic thing. To be honest, my fucking, my creativity has been solely on visual work lately. That's just the only thing I seem to be able to focus on. Everything else is, like, a complete distraction for me. I try to sit and type up shit, and can't seem to get more than a couple of paragraphs before I'm just like, oh, what can I draw next? So,
yeah, I have not much time for the reading material.
Yeah. Sooner or later, we'll get into the Lucifer Principle, and then if you guys need a copy of the PDF or whatever, I can send that over. That's not a problem.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to read that one anyway.
Right on. So tonight I put out a new drawing. I know Lehi saw it. I know Jason saw it. It's a four-leaf clover. And I've got to say, originally I had thought to use the same color scheme, the same idea, and kind of have the center of it as like a vagina, like a really zombified vagina with green skin. And and I decided that was kind of like Jason's bag. You know, like when you go to Creative Oddity Studios, most of the drawn vaginas are from Jason, and I tend to be more like on skulls and stuff like that. So I decided I would stick to that kind of thing. That way, that dynamic's there.
Trying to keep your brand a different way.
Well, you know, there's clearly a different style between Jason and my artwork. Jason's all clean lines and clean detailing, and you know, all the highlights are perfect and everything, and my shit just kind of looks like the airbrush puked across the page. And
I don't, I never seen it like that, but But then again, I'm terrible at art.
What's that?
Oh, I said I had noticed that it looked like that, but then again, I'm bad at art anyway, so I'm not much one to judge.
Yeah. I tend to have more like a more abstract approach to doing things. Like, I know I can't really do all the neat little intricate lines and stuff like Jason does, so I kind of do what I call the fuck it, and I do some shading that resembles it, move on. Yeah, so, but, yeah, if you ever want to see a pretty vagina, Jason's the guy to commission to draw it. I mean, he just, I guess.
So if I were to hire him to do web design, I'm not going to get a bunch of, like, pretty boxes. It's going to be a bunch of pretty vaginas all over my website.
Yeah.
And that, there you go. So, yeah, anyway, what was your book that you dropped on 600? What were you guys discussing?
Oh, this is this little tool they have over there. Nihil Arc and him were kind of fighting because Nihil Arc is, like, completely anti-drug, if you ever read his post. And this guy came in and basically was like, I could beat you up while I was stoned or something like that. And I was like, drugs affect reaction time. And this guy proceeded to, like, and I made a joke at the end, which I wrote, I don't go to the shooting range drunk for a reason. Well, that's been his whole focus, is that, like, this guy's kind of maintaining this position that drugs don't affect you if you were in a physical confrontation. And either positively or negatively, they were. And he posted this thing at me all about how, like, I couldn't hit living, moving, breathing targets if I wanted to. And, you know, I would never know if I was going to be able to kill people or not, because that has everything to do with abstaining or not abstaining from drugs, and that they cause reactions. It affects reaction times, right?
I would argue that some give you better reaction time for short bursts.
Exactly. Well, no, exactly. I said that, too. I even granted that. I said they affect you. It doesn't necessarily mean negatively. They just do, period. You know?
Didn't the Nazis use methamphetamines on their soldiers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's always what you hear, but actually that's where it came from.
So Hag, that's who you're talking about, Hag, right?
He was into it with the guy, but it was for a different reason. And I just saw that he said that drugs didn't affect reaction time. I was basically like, that's silly. And now he's into it with me about the fact that apparently I can't, you know, kill people, and then I think I'm ruthless and cold-blooded and stuff. It's claims I've never made. It was one of those where, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you post something, and then somebody responds to you, and it's like they read something else. That's basically what happened. That's why I was posting a book, because I was picking it apart. I was like, I never said that.
I've been having a similar experience on Sand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Troll,
your little friend.
Whatever.
Yeah, I wound up...
The creepy doll picture.
Yeah, I saw that one, and me and him have one going on right now, too, actually. That guy's... Wait, what's his whole argument, basically? Is like, I don't know, shamans did it, and I don't know, like, I read it.
His argument is basically that, first off, this person is into shamanism, and he's saying that a lot of people, there's large amounts of people that do ritual work in shamanism and achieve results. And my argument wasn't that shit doesn't happen when people do that kind of thing. My argument was that the results they're seeing are not from external forces, that it's from within. Uh-huh. That they can't prove that whatever results they're experiencing are tied to a deity or whatever external force or whatever bullshit you want to say. That you can't prove that. I'm not going to say that isn't what's going on. What I'm trying to say is they can't prove it, and I have no reason to believe that that's what's going on. Yeah, maybe that does happen. I don't fucking know, but to claim supernatural causes is when you don't know for a fact that it is not honest.
Well,
right,
I saw
right.
that, and then I saw he was trying to associate it, like, that mental disorders or some study about mental disorders proved this. And I was just like, what are you talking about, man?
No, it just shows that you can experience weird shit whether your mind is broke or not. Well, I guess they were saying that Kundalini actually really fucks people up. And maybe it does, but so you could, if you were to do cognitive behavioral therapy, you could fuck somebody up if you did it wrong. You know, if you purposely wired somebody a certain way, there is science behind being able to change the way your brain is wired through different activities.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So, yeah, I'm sure Kundalini does fuck people up. I'm not denying that at all. I'm just saying that it's not fucking people up because of some supernatural force. I think that there is a reasonable explanation behind it. Not that I'm an expert, but that's just what I think. And she's the, is it he or is she? I can't fucking tell. Creepy doll picture. This person just keeps thinking that I'm saying one thing when I'm really not, and I have to keep going over and over. No, I'm not saying that. You know, read what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
now,
I would understand.
He's been on before. It's a man. He's been on before. He was at Sin a few months back. He got into it with Dan real bad and deleted his account. And he's over at 600.
Oh,
yeah, no, he's a man that collects dolls. That's what he does.
Are they his totems?
I don't know, but they all look like that creepy doll that's his avatar. Yeah, he creates creepy, weird porcelain dolls.
That's actually kind of cool, so. But, I know exactly what you guys mean. I don't know if you guys know this, but there was actually a certain level of misunderstanding that came out of last week's discussion when we were going back and forth, just kind of, highlighting different arguments that we heard for theism or atheism and not really necessarily endorsing either. As a matter of fact, I kind of think that... I was trying to be pretty clear about the fact that I'm not convinced about from either side because neither side offers a real solid argument.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I received multiple emails, both from atheists and theists, who were both pretty upset that they felt I didn't represent each particular belief system, you know, in the correct context or the correct light. And I tried to, you know, just remind them both that that's because I don't believe either set of arguments, so I'm kind of biased. I can't really present them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
so why don't
people
call in, Tammy?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Why don't they call in? If they called in, it could have been, you know, maybe even had become a heated discussion or something. You know, now Daryl told me he wasn't happy with your presentation of atheism in chat, but he didn't really go into details about it.
Yeah, Daryl was one. I thought his email to me, his message to me, wasn't nearly as naive as some of the other ones that hit me. I mean, I think genuinely only half heard what I was talking about or something, because when I clarified myself, he was quick to kind of squash it and move to a different course of talking about it. I mean, he offered to have a discussion on Sin about it and start a thread specifically about the argument of theism versus atheism, and I don't personally see a problem with it, but I didn't know why I needed to go on and create it, why it couldn't just be created by him.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, like, why didn't he go make a thread about it, you know, if you really wanted to discuss it, you know? But at this point, though, honestly, at least for me, atheism and theism is something that's been, like, done to death, I think, on forums, and in particular, you know?
Yeah, done to death, I agree, but the problem still is that at the end of that argument, well, there still just isn't one clear winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you can go, well, this one makes more sense, or, you know, this one has more evidence to support it, but, I mean, that whole thing with fact is there can't be any room for reasonable doubt, and,
mm-hmm.
and neither eliminates that for me.
Maybe there isn't a solution to that with the way we're built.
No, I don't think there is. I think it's so wrapped in different levels of psychological existence, and there's so much that we still don't know about how things really operate. You know, I all the time make reference to being inside a box and trying to describe the outside when you've never been outside that box.
Yeah, Plato's cave.
Yeah, so, man, it's kind of like a mute point, but at the same time, I mean, I did think it was amazing that there were people who actually genuinely believed that I was making a case for either.
Yeah, it's sticky territory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought it was obvious that you were taking a neutral point of view on the issue. I mean, I thought that was evident in everything you said.
Yeah, I thought so too. But that just goes to show how what people might consider vague language, if I can use that term, misleads them. I mean, I guess I needed to be very upfront and specific and frank and say, "Listen, I don't believe any of this shit," but. You know, these are things that I've heard, and this is why I don't think these things are any good.
I think with that debate, for me, what it comes down to is what actually affects me and what doesn't. What
mm-hmm.
If it's real or not doesn't matter. Does it affect me is a whole other thing. Because that's what's relevant to how I live my life. So,
yeah.
And that's what really matters. But anyway...
Anyway, again, so open discussion here tonight, 347-989-1371. You got something on your brain, want to bring something up, whatever. Otherwise, we're just going to kind of meander back and forth. Last week I didn't actually get to do both shows. I passed the fuck out at like 8 o'clock on Sunday and didn't wake back up till 1.
Yeah, I missed the show.
He had technical difficulties, so you kind of got away with it. He had technical difficulties. It wasn't on until like 10 after, I think. And it was only a 30-minute show.
Yeah, I can believe that, man. VCR does weird shit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of what else has been going on here that I can discuss. Some thoughts that I've been having. Let me see if I can actually sneak into my blog and take a look at anything I've just started and find a topic that way. So, meantime, is there anything you guys want to address?
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head. Oh, we can
well,
talk about...
Now,
you go first.
Oh, I was going to say, there was a pretty interesting discussion in chat the other day, and I don't think either of you were there for it. It's actually when Daryl was talking about his issue, he was mentioning that he had some issues with the show. And what was being discussed actually was how does sin maintain a standard? And, like, there were a lot of different ideas being thrown out. Like, I don't know, somebody was throwing out a test, somebody else was throwing out, you should be required to link your blog or write an essay about who you are before you join. And what I found interesting about the discussion, though, was that there was there was a little wall there where it kind of got rocky at sin, but I actually think that it's recovered quite nicely at this point and that, you know, any voids that existed have been filled really well by new members.
Right. Oh, as far as actually setting a standard for the users? I mean,
yeah, like
for
joining the network to begin with. Like, should it have a test like Mindy's does, or should you have to do an essay, or like, you know, what should be the requirements for joining there? And I don't know, it kind of, what stuck out for me about it was that everybody in the discussion seemed to really love Ascend and what it was doing, but at least for me, the topic that was sort of raised was, at least in my head, was at what point does enough, you know, roles and stuff come into place that Ascend actually stops being what it was, a place that emphasizes stratification over other forms of controlling things.
Well, they can still do that. I was actually talking to Jason about this whole thing earlier about the moderation and the new mods and everything. And he came up with this idea. Why don't we be more, open about, well, there's another word I was looking for, but be more open about the fact that we have a bunch of mods, and that if you come new on the site, you will get the shit kicked out of you. That's,
yeah.
I mean, why lie about it? I mean, you know, some people may not like admitting that we have, there is an elite of sin. There's, I mean, why lie about that? You know, it's not a fair place. You know, we shouldn't even pretend that sin is a fair place. I mean, yeah, you can move up. I mean, there is room to move up. There is that, but I think it would be more, I think I agree with him that it's important to be open with people and tell them exactly what they're going to get by joining up.
Couple of things that kind of bounced off my head about that. I mean, first, I kind of thought that was already established.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go to multiple places on the internet and find, you know, there are big bullies, there's a mean clique on Sin. I mean, we've been called Mean Girl. I don't think that that's ever been something that has been downplayed. I think that any attempts at really creating fairness are done solely by Zach. Zach's the only person I know that gives chance after chance after chance after chance and tries to be cool. And when he gets aggravated, well, I mean, that's just, that should be the end of the line right there. I mean, if I get the chance and someone's being an asset, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to kill them immediately unless I'm having fun watching them be tortured or torturing somebody else.
Oh, no, exactly. That's one thing I would say is that Zach is the nice one, and Zach is, you know, he's always strived to be as fair as possible and give everybody a chance. And, you know, most people that have been, you know, eliminated from Sin, so to speak, honestly, you know, like, I can't think of a one where I'd be like, well, I question that, you know, pretty much ever. You know, because most of the time when it happens, the person deserves it. They just, they kept doing something. And, yeah, me and Praxy got into a discussion about that where Zach had started a threat, and she was like, Zach, you know, be honest about it, be up front, that there is a hierarchy here and there is a group that sort of polices your forum. And, you know, as we were talking about it, I actually stopped and thought, because I was like, you know, she's absolutely right. Anybody that signs up for that network that has a brain knows, without a bar involved in somebody's name or anything else, exactly who the, you know, movers and shakers or whatever you want to call it, of Sin are. You know, and if you don't realize that, well, you're kind of retarded. It only takes, you know, a little browsing through the site to figure out who's more active than who and who's more respected than who and all that crap.
Right on. Jason is on the line. So, Jason, what's up, man?
Yeah, hey, man. Just real quick, to clarify kind of what Lehi was saying, and you guys are absolutely right. The stratification is already in place, and any type of effort to suggest that, no, we want to be fair and everything else, that's bullshit. What I was saying, though, is that it should be a selling point. It's not just a matter of, you know, that's going to happen and it should be expected and what have you, but actually telling people that when you come to Sin, and it kind of says this already on the front page, when you come to Sin, you better be able to hold your own, that noobs are going to get treated like noobs, and you're not going to get anywhere without getting knocked down a few times, until you learn to handle yourself, until you learn to deal with these people. And, you know, and if this is where you want to be, then you'll learn to do those things. So the sell,
yep.
I think it's a selling point where you'll be tested. And it's there already. So any type of, you know, any effort to suggest that there's anything fair going on or anything to kind of, you know, whitewash it or soft sell it or whatever, it's just bullshit. You know, now I think that with all the banning and everything that's going on, if you do something truly stupid, well, what happens when you get banned? Well, you just create a new account and you sign back on or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think with stratification, you do want to have, you do eventually develop an elite tier, you know, a group of people who, you know, they have respect, they've earned it or what have you. But you also, to have stratification fully enforced, you have to have a basement. You have to have a bunch of knuckleheads who are out there making asses of themselves so that the elite tiers can point up, the tiers above can point down and go, look, this is the kind of shit we're talking about. This is the kind of behavior that we're discussing. These are the kind of moronic perspectives that we're contrasting ourselves to. Here's perfect examples of it. And when these people, if they start in the basement, they can work their way up. But if you get rid of the basement, stratification is no longer in force.
Right now.
Well, no, that's one thing that I would say about Finn for me specifically. But I don't think that new users know that when I first signed on, I was fairly ignorant about what Satanism is. If you go look over, like, some of my early posts, man, I got ripped apart every single time I basically said hello. And I just basically was stubborn enough to keep going, which is why I'm where I'm at now, is that I have that thing that makes you keep trying, even if something is, you know, the most difficult possible thing. Because, like, I had reached the point, I don't know, it was in, like, March or April of last year, where I thought to myself, I was like, you know, I was having this, like, what am I even doing here? You know, like, you know, this is pointless. All these people do is fight with me all the time. And ultimately, staying and doing it was a good thing for me. But, I mean, like, that's what I always think when people say sin is not fair. I think to myself, you should read the comments on some of my first blogs I ever posted there, and then tell me the place is it fair. If you listen, you pay attention, you read. When somebody says, hey, stop, you might be wrong, you actually, you know, listen to what they say, maybe go do some research and come to your own conclusion, you're going to get farther than if you just start, you know, fighting with somebody about it. Because I can remember that. There were so many times, like, I was like, I'm digging my heels in, and I am right. And then, like, you know, I'd wind up going off to read what they were talking about, and I'd be like, oh, I'm so wrong, you know, that, you know, I'm in, like, a different playing field of right here, you know. And that's what I always did, was I admitted when I was wrong, you know, and just kept going.
Right.
And
Oh, go ahead, dude.
Sorry, man. Oh, I was going to say, there's another caller that's been hanging on the line for about 2 minutes, so I was just going to pull them on real quick.
I bet it's Zach.
254, you're on the news.
Hey, this is Zach. How you guys doing?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey. Oh, man, just, you know, another day in paradise. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey.
So, Cassandra made it all right?
Yeah, Cassandra's here. Yep.
Why don't you park in the beef bus in Tuna Town, man? What the fuck's
That's
wrong
what
with
I was
that?
Thinking. Like, don't you have a small town girl to crap sack?
you bunch of funny fuckers. I'm listening to you on the computer, but then I'm on the phone, and there's, like, at least, like, 30-second lag between the two, so I'm just, like, trying to catch up to what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the fact that you're the nice guy on Sin, and we like it that way, so that's what we were saying.
Oh,
yep,
I am the nice guy?
Yeah, you
really?
Are.
You are?
Okay, well, I guess that makes Bicino the asshole, right?
I think at this point you could probably go back and count my kills. I've probably killed more than all the rest of the moderators and you combined. I delete at least fucking 3 people a week now, man.
You know, I think Jason King holds the record for mass genocide on the network when he like blew up about people not posting their avatars, you know, and deleted like 50, 60 people in one day. But other than that, since that incident, yeah, it's pretty fair. Like, yeah, you gotta like almost try to get deleted. You know, it's not like you gotta pretty much try to get deleted. You gotta be a dick. You gotta be rude, and you gotta be insultive, and you gotta have like you know, no game. You gotta be real crass. I mean, that's just
Well, that's you guys are practically begging for it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say, is that the one that I suspended to this week, one was a spammer. She was doing that, hi, my name is blank, and this is what I look like, and I am me here. And she'd hit, like, 7 accounts when I suspended her. And then the other one, I mean, he practically came out and said on a thread, I want to be deleted. Like, okay, which granted, you know, because he just wouldn't stop.
Yeah. Well, on the latter that you mentioned, I'm pretty sure you're talking about Ivan or Venom.
Mm-hmm.
That dude. Fuck that guy, man. You know what? He's cool, man. I mean, like on YouTube, he's cool, but he has this pretentious, stupid attitude. Like, oh, it's a satanic site. I should be able to say what I want. It's like, yeah, well, you can speak your mind, but you know, don't talk like a fucking 8-year-old. You know, throwing insults and throwing sand in people's faces. And that guy's had more fucking chances than anybody, man. Like, fuck that guy.
This is 3 accounts now, because he had the Bogged On account before. And, like, and the thing is that I like the guy. And that's the thing that I think that maybe he doesn't get, is that I like him. And, like, I want him to, you know, quit doing the, you know, stupid shit and posting like an 8-year-old, because when I read his stuff, even as bad as it's spelled or laden with insults, I do actually see something there that has merit, you know, which is like, you know, why I think he's been given so many chances, which is that, like, if he just get past this, it's just a flat-out anti-authority stance. I mean, like, he's fairly friendly with me, and then he put a green bar on my avatar, and I'm the enemy, you know. So, you know, it's an anti-authority stance, and it's actually, I don't know how it's not manifesting correctly.
Right on. Well, I mean, you know, for me, that the whole thing is that once you peel away the freaky, taboo, fucking beastie, transvestite, animal sex shit, in which, don't get me wrong, it's all good, and you know, it's okay to be a criminal statements, and I am Satan, and look at my bull ring, and look at the fucking horns tattooed on my head. After that, there's just nothing else that's being offered. That was my criticism. There wasn't even, like, said in a mean way. It just, you know, you run around and insult people, but you're not even willing to put anything worth listening to on the table.
Well, a lot of it's just that, man. It's like, you know, you might have something to bring to the table, but if you can't bring to it in a mature way, you can't bring to it a intellectual way. Now, I mean, you know, no one needs to be a fucking goddamn English major, but when you're typing, like, you know, yo, nigga, suck my dick, you know, shit like, you know, like you're texting somebody from a fucking cell phone and you continue to do it, you know, nah, it's not going to fly, man. And, you know, and he knows that, and he's been warned. So, he's always welcome to come back. I mean, pretty much everybody is. I mean, I'm sure he will come back if he's not already back. But it's going to force him to improve his game a little bit. You know, so we're actually.
All right, guys. I got to head out.
All right.
Well, I was going to say, if somebody's coming back continuously, they want to be there, period, you know. If you get deleted and you open up a new account, you actually do care about the rules, which is the main thing with him. Like, if he comes back, I just like the guy to realize you want to be here. That's why you keep making accounts here. If you didn't want to be here, you'd just go somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't just be a sin. That should be like a common rule everywhere in life. I mean, that's just common fucking sense. If you keep going there, you're going there for a reason. It's like people who see other people having sex in their apartment, and then they call the police. But not only do they call the police, 9 times out of 10, they will go get a video camera or something so that they have something to show the police in case it's done when the police get there. That always amazed me, because if you don't want to see other people fucking, you know, why are you going to keep looking?
Exactly. Yeah. And no, I mean, like, it's and that's the main thing, is that, you know, I think that, you know, it's like I said before, I don't think sin needs a test. I think it, you know, handles itself just fine and shit. My spelling, my grammar, and my punctuation are fucking terrible. You know, I started out, like, not really knowing anything I was talking about, and I survived. So yeah. My attitude really is, look, if I can do it, I think pretty much anybody can.
Yeah. I would agree. Everybody has an equal opportunity. The sin is the fairest fucking place there is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it literally is the fairest place there is. You know, everybody's got a chance. You know, you go on there and you open your fucking mouth and you get exactly what you deserve because of it.
Yep.
One way or the other. So, there's no other way to really cut that or say it. It's like that whole little line in the movie The Dark Knight, you know, where the Joker's sitting up on Harvey's bed and he goes to the whole, you know, introduce a little anarchy speech, and he gets to the point that the thing about chaos is it's fair. Well, that's absolutely true.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what the one dude's name was that was there, the one that was fucking posting satanic rule number fucking this and that, but he finally got the point when I posted up rule number 66, you know, go kill yourself or something like that.
There was one last week I had, his screen name was Ethan, and he posted a blog, and I was basically like, you know, you don't quite get what you're talking about. And as we started going, like, we started going back and forth, and then Son of Jack actually posted some comments. And I got, because I actually said to him, I'm like, look, you need to, like, lurk and read here before you start posting. You're not, you know, paying attention. And the guy says, this guy actually said, you're absolutely right. Now, I haven't seen a post from him again, but I have seen that he's logged in, you know, which shows me that the guy actually took the advice presented, you know, and is doing just that. Which, you know, later on, I imagine, you know, he might be a new big dog just based on that. You know, the fact that he's like, yeah, you're right.
I mean, in general with people, I always wondered why it is that we don't sit back and realize that we have two eyes, two ears, and one mouth, which probably indicates that we should watch and listen more than we talk. And it just kind of makes sense to me in that way.
Oh, yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And that's at least for me recently, I've been a lot more quiet lately. I don't know if you noticed that, but I'm trying to, well, I hate the word try. I'm doing my best to actually, you know, sort of, I don't know, calm down, you know, and, you know, it's one of those where, like, honestly, like, I don't know, like, I log into Sin and there's days, like, I don't honestly want to comment on anything because I feel like somebody's covered what I was going to say or something else at this point.
Right. And, well, I'll pop on there from here time to time and make my little comments, but most of the time it's just because I see funny little pot shots. I've grown to kind of enjoy doing that, taking the little pot shots, you know, like, I don't know who I'm trying to remember what the name of this diamond or something or another, the fucking local hooker we've got on send now.
Oh, yeah, that girl, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Okay. And I saw her and I guess this, Order of the Black Sun or some shit like that. As far as I know, the Order of the Black Sun relates to the Nazi Party in one way or the other, and I'm not really certain how that plays into Satanism, other than if you take the whole little, I don't know, whatever, the anti-establishment angle and say, yeah, that's why it's connected. But I haven't yet brought myself to watch this dude's videos to find out what it's all about, so I can't really make commentary on it. But I did make a little commentary on their exchange between the two of them. You know, that was he was starting to do the little "I'm so vain" backpedal. You know, like, you should pay for yourself to get over here, and that's the whole.
I saw that. Like, you're so cute. Yeah. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's one of those. Like, I actually, the first time that she came online, I literally thought she was a spammer. It's like with Hobbs. I literally thought he was a troll when he first started. I didn't realize this was an actual dude that typed this way. I thought it was somebody just like coming on to mess with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as far as I can tell, she just, you know, she must be a butterface, and that's what's going on. She's hoping to, you know, get a little action going. She's like, can I leave this veil when I'm over doing this?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, is that she's got a picture of her boobs up as a avatar. She's in a bra, and she doesn't look to me like, you can't see her face, but she doesn't look like, I mean, like, body-wise, like, she's the kind of girl who, I actually posted that to her, because she's like, she always writes up that, "I'm so bored" response. And I was like, look, I don't get this. You're 22 years old, and you're a girl. Go to a bar. You won't be bored anymore.
Yeah, no shit. Anyway, yeah, fuck. Whatever. People are strange. What can you say? To each his own and all that good shit. Just, you know, if I call you stupid, just smile and say thank you, because that's in fact what you're doing. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's one I really like that just joined. Her screen name, Slender Man. She did a blog about nonconformity that I think is honestly one of, I don't know, like, she addressed the fact that nonconformity can be a way to be conformist, and then kind of, like, bent it. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's one of the best, hands down, you know, like, especially for somebody who just joined, one of the best things I've ever read on there.
Oh, shit, it is a she.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oops. Slender Man is a legend. She collects meat cleavers, by the way. But, yeah, she restores antique meat cleavers and collects them, which I just think is cool as hell. But, yeah, it's a she. And, I mean, like, even her blog about women and weight loss I thought was good. Actually, I thought it was too good to say anything about. But what was funny was that I had somebody claiming, you know, that I was, like, because I had been saying, like, I was being, like, that the green tag had gone to my head. And then by the inverse, I had her telling me, you know, I want to thank you for making me feel welcome here. And what I found funny about it was I was thinking to myself, like, you know, like, it's quite obvious that, you know, like, because that was the thing, too, that I found funny about it was her PM to me is basically like, you're really nice. And then I've got somebody else basically saying, you are the most evil bitch ever, which I thought was just hilarious, kind of the dichotomy of that at that moment. I was like, really? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well. Whatever, it is what it is. I don't know what we're talking about here tomorrow night, but I'm sure Jason will have something clever. Hopefully no technical issues. And Jason, if you're listening to this, if I'm not here by like 10 minutes till the beginning of the show, it's probably going to be a good idea to blow my phone up. And I doubt I'll fall asleep again. Last week I had to clean like 50 tubes, so I was pretty damn tired when I got home. But this week, there were only like 20 when I looked in there yesterday, so it shouldn't be too bad. Just throwing that out there, so, yeah. Anyway, We've got about 9 minutes left in the show. I did want to mention that my own personal Facebook page has been seeing a big surge of pictures from me doing different procedures and different artwork I've been putting down on pigs' ears. And I've also been taking snapshots of stuff that has landed on my sketchbook as of lately. So if you guys haven't, you know, checked out my Facebook page, you can find it probably listed in the likes of the Ooze's official page on Facebook. So check it out there. I'm trying to think of what else we should talk about. 8 minutes left in the damn show. God damn it. But sad part is there's nothing left to smoke here at the house, and I'm flat fucking broke, so... Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that does suck. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a strange week. I was sick all morning. That was my morning. Is like, yeah, I was sick as a dog. I've never felt that way in my life. I was actually telling my husband, I was like, the ooze is on. I was like, I have to call in. He was like, I know. I was like, but I was so sick earlier. But I've been fine for the past few hours.
There you go. So, shit. 7 minutes left in the show, and since I can't really think of anything else to talk about, you want to just wrap this thing up?
Yeah, let's kill it.
Yeah. All right. Let's we'll talk to everybody tomorrow night then.
All right.
Good night.